Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Wendy Fernandez. Wendy is an international grassroots campaigner with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we're going to be focusing our interview on PETA's Hell on Wheels chicken truck that has visited Providence, Hartford, Worcester, and other cities in New England. June 2025, so we'll be hearing about that and much more. Welcome, Wendy, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled with your work. You're a very, very powerful sister. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your work.
I would like to start out our interview hearing about you personally. How long have you been a vegan and how did you get involved with PETA?
So I've been a vegan for about 5 years. And I got involved with PETA almost instantly when I went vegan. I wanted to work for PETA. I actually went vegan after hearing the Joaquin Phoenix Oscar speech, and it touched me so deeply that I've always loved animals, and it opened my eyes, and I just knew I had to be vegan. I was already vegetarian, and that was just the final push that I needed. I've been with PETA for nearly 3 years and have worked with some of the most high-profile and impactful campaigns, including our Starbucks campaign, which led to the removal of the vegan milk upcharge. We're very, very proud of that campaign. And I also organized bold theater style demonstrations and work behind the scenes to bring the causes that we fight for into the spotlight and spark important conversations about animal liberation.
Thank you, Wendy. And now I'd like to hear the details about PETA's Hell on Wheels chicken truck, and also let our listeners know that there's also a Hell on Wheels pig truck traversing the country. So let's hear about both of them, and then we'll focus on the Hell on Wheels chicken truck.
Yeah, PETA's Hell on Wheels traveling chicken truck has been traveling all across the country from Florida all the way to California. And it makes people stop for a moment to think about the suffering that these animals, 10 billion chickens, go through each year before they end up on grocery store shelves and restaurant menus. These animals are only about 6 weeks old when they're killed for food. They are packed into transport trucks and taken to slaughterhouses where they struggle and in terror, as you know, they're hung upside down and they have their throat slit. And it's so unnecessary. And our truck helps people come face to face with that. And we also have a traveling pig truck, which has also been all around the country. It's currently on tour now as well. And people can actually go to the PETA website and see the tour schedule where both of our trucks have been and where they're going next.
Great. So let's hear some of the visuals and the audio of what's involved when the PETA Hell on Wheels chicken truck rolls into town, which, again, it was recently in Hartford, Providence, and Worcester.
Our truck is, both of our trucks are hyper-realistic, and they depict images of real transport trucks. The chicken truck, for example, shows images of chickens crammed into tiny cages where they can't even stand up as they're on their way to slaughter. And it also plays sounds of chickens in distress during the journey. And every 10 seconds, there's even a subliminal message encouraging people to go vegan.
And are the images on the truck, are those actual photographs of real chickens?
These are photographs of real chickens and real pigs on their way to slaughter, unfortunately, yes.
Wendy, what has the reaction of the public been?
We've had some really great reactions in your town specifically. We've had people clap at us, give us a thumbs up. We've, had conversations with people. We have vegan starter kits on the truck, and people approach the truck and take the vegan starter kits. The majority of people are honestly and truly shocked when they see our truck. Most people never come into contact with a slaughterhouse truck, especially not in a city center right before lunch. So the goal of our trucks is really to make people stop and really think about their choices. We're specifically putting these trucks in front of restaurants in cities to help people make the connection and realize that they're not eating something, but they're eating someone. And our hope is that our truck helps them bridge the gap so that they can see the real individuals that are suffering every single day. And there's healthy vegetables, fruits, greens, beans, and other foods that are animal and eco-friendly that we can easily opt for.
Thank you, Wendy.
Whether these animals are coming from a factory farm or, a smaller farm that uses terms such as humane or organic, these are just meaningless labels. At the end of the day, they will still go to the same slaughterhouse and they will go through a completely unnecessary and violent death. And these are individuals who struggle desperately to keep from having their throat slit. At the end of the day, no matter where they come from, their lives are being taken at a very small fraction of their lifespan. And we can easily help stop this by just going vegan. The only truly humane foods are vegan ones. Nowadays, there's vegan versions of everything. Brands like Beyond, Gardein, Abbott's. There's so many delicious brands available, which can be found at every grocery store. And there's even versions of vegan versions of eggs. There's plenty of easy swaps, like Just Egg, which is really great for omelets and scrambles, and people even use it for baking. There's also Wonder Eggs. Wonder Eggs makes delicious vegan hard-boiled eggs, which can be used in salads and sandwiches, and even just to eat them alone, they're so delicious. And they even have a deviled egg now. Yoegg offers poached and sunny side up styles. And also there's, the classics like tofu and mung beans. These products, the possibilities of them are endless. There's so many things you can do. You can easily replace any egg dish with these products, and you will most definitely not even notice a difference. They're delicious, they're easy to use, they're better for your health, and they spare chickens from suffering. And we encourage everybody to visit PETA.org. There's really delicious recipes on there. And we even have some free Just Egg coupons that people can download and print and take to the store and get a discount.
Thank you, Wendy. And that's great to know about the products that are easily found in grocery stores worldwide now. And how about some of
Absolutely.
the egg replacements for those who want to start from scratch? I've heard of banana being used, flaxseed, things like that.
Yes, I've heard of flaxseed, aquafaba, and honestly, tofu is just like the easiest thing that you can use. It's so delicious, and you can just put some black salt on it, and it'll taste exactly like egg. It's healthy, it's delicious, it's easy to use, and it's very cheap at the grocery store as well.
Thank you, Wendy. Now I'd like to hear details about the egg industry, not focusing on factory farms for this interview, because I think most everybody agrees that factory farming is horrible, even though they still support it if they're not vegan, but that so many people worldwide have now or are planning on getting involved with quote unquote backyard chickens for eggs. Can you please take us right from the beginning, from the hatcheries and the whole process, what happens to these females and their ovulation cycle, etc.?
Chickens, they're manipulated, genetically manipulated to lay far more eggs than they would naturally.
Wendy, I'm glad that you mentioned that they've been genetically manipulated because I hear so many people in the holistic health, natural, organic scene saying, oh, eggs are natural and all that, but they don't realize that's not natural. Manipulating females to excessively ovulate so that humans can consume their ovumenstrual secretions. But again, because that education isn't available, we're not blaming people. We understand we've all been duped. We've all just been raised in this carnist paradigm for thousands of years. And so no one's thinking about that. No, that's not natural. And so these birds originally came from the jungle, fowl, where they were ovulating in approximately 12 times a year, clutches twice a year, maybe six or so, eggs. And so this idea of them laying 250 to 300 eggs a year is not natural. So I'm so glad that the vegan revolution is happening. And thank you, Wendy, for your noble, powerful work.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much as well. Right. There's nothing natural about taking the ovulation of a chicken and, you know, eating it. And it's just so completely unnecessary.
We're listening to Wendy Fernandez, an international grassroots campaigner with PETA. Wendy is joining us for this Vegan Nation interview from Coral Springs, Florida. We're listening to the music of Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is the Chicken Song. And then we'll continue our conversation with Wendy Fernandez.
And the ones that hatch and they're male, they are actually killed instantly by the egg industry because they're not considered profitable. So it's just a constant cycle of suffering. And, you know, having backyard chickens, really, it still supports animal abuse. They still come from hatcheries that mass kill all of the male chicks shortly after her hatching. And like I said, these chickens have been manipulated to lay more eggs than they naturally would, which leads to reproductive health problems and weakened bones as well. And truly caring for chicken companions without exploiting them for food typically means collecting their eggs and feeding them back to them. They can be either boiled or scrambled along with the shells. And this helps them replenish some of the natural nutrients that they lose from laying eggs so often. And a lot of people don't know that, but the best way to have a chicken companion is to, you know, care for them, love them, and feed their eggs back to them. There's really no need for us to eat eggs with the giant array of so many delicious vegan alternatives that can be found at every grocery store.
Thank you, Wendy. Eggs itself, that it's the periodic secretion of unfertilized ova. And so that's most of the eggs, you know, very few are the fertilized if the people are getting them in their own backyard if they have roosters. When we think about the eggs here in New England, every spring, all the farm stores have all these very young chicks, all females, all for sale. And it's really sad to see and to realize what's going on, the slavery and the injustice. And so can you talk a little bit about that, what that really means when we drive by these farm stores seeing signs, chicks for sale, chicks are here?
These chickens come from factory farms and they're manipulated to lay so many eggs. It's just so easy to opt out for a different egg product. And there's nothing healthy or natural about taking their eggs and eating them. And, you know, there's no need to cause these animals suffering when we can find alternatives for everything nowadays. And the majority of these animals, they come from a situation where they're being used as a product or as a resource. And these animals are individuals with their own feelings. They're very intelligent. They're very sensitive, very loving. They form bonds with each other. And that's, you know, the hope for our chicken truck. We want people to come face to face with this and see the truth about what these animals endure. You know, on transport trucks, they're crammed into these tiny crates where they can't even stand up, and they're trucked to the slaughterhouse and through blistering heat and freezing cold. And then at the slaughterhouse, they're dragged through an electrified bath. And their throats are slit and they're dunked into scalding hot feather removal tanks. And unfortunately, because kill line speeds are so fast, millions of chickens miss the stunner and the throat slitting machine, and they're dropped fully conscious into scalding hot water. And this is what we're supporting every time we eat eggs or we eat chicken's flesh.
We're listening to Wendy Fernandez, an international grassroots campaigner with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The PETA's Hell on Wheels chicken truck debuts in New England, having already been through Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And it's crossing the entire country with images of real chickens bound for slaughter. The images are on the sides and the back of the large truck, and there's audio of the sounds of the chickens as well. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Wendy Fernandez. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back from the break. This is Molly Narrow, host of Vegan Nation. Thank you very much for joining us. We're continuing our conversation with Wendy Fernandez, an international grassroots campaigner with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our focus is the Hell on Wheels chicken truck, the campaign going across the United States, and the chicken truck has visited Providence, Hartford, Worcester, Littleton, New Hampshire, Bangor, Portland, and Waterville, Maine, and then Burlington, Vermont. Next stop, New York State, and more. Again, thank you for caring enough to hear and be heard. Thank you, Wendy. And again, it's so important for the public to learn about this and students, because it's not covered for the most part. This information is not covered in education or sermons when we talk about compassion and justice and nonviolence. And it is torture, what you're describing, and it's truth. So thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely. That's what we're here. That's the hope for our truck. You know, we want people to see the truth. And if people want to learn more, they can go to the PETA website. We have, you know, undercover videos where they can see, you know, what these animals endure. Even for people who believe that, you know, cage-free is better or somehow more humane, they can go on our website and see the truth. The hens that are used, even in the cage-free egg industry, they often have the tips of their beaks cut or burned. And they do that in an attempt to prevent stress-induced pecking. And the male chicks, like we talked about, they're killed at the hatchery by gassing or being ground alive within even minutes of birth because they're deemed useless by the egg industry. So it's really important for people to learn about these issues and make changes that can help animals. And they're easy changes that we can make in our everyday lives that are so impactful in the lives of animals.
Yes, and let's hear more about the chicken truck. So it is exciting that it has traveled across the United States, visiting over 160 cities since 2022, and that now it has debuted in New England, recently visiting Worcester, Massachusetts, as well as Hartford, Connecticut, and Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes, our chicken truck has been all over the country. It is still on tour. It's been everywhere from Florida to California. And, you know, it's helping people stop and think about the truth about the suffering that these animals go through. Nearly 10 billion chickens before they go to slaughter and sadly end up on grocery store shelves and restaurant menus. And we are going everywhere from city centers to restaurant districts and food festivals across the country so that people can see the truth. People don't normally see slaughterhouse trucks, transport trucks, when they're going out to lunch. And that's what we're doing. We're parking our truck in front of busy restaurants so that people can hopefully see these animals and think about them in a different way that they haven't before. The majority of people have never even seen a transport truck. Our truck is helping people bridge the gap and really make that connection.
Your work is very powerful. I would like to share some information, and this is coming from me personally. The power of veganism, of authentic veganism, animal liberation, goes beyond just justice and nonviolence towards animals. I'm a World Peace Diet facilitator, and the philosophy is that all our actions boomerang back. It's called as we sow, we reap. What goes around comes around. And that authentic veganism, animal liberation, is based on two things. One, the golden rule. And two, the boomerang effect. Humanity's crises and atrocities and injustices and violence and the problems that continue now into 2025, when we see so much suffering in the human arena with so much violence and so much fear. And the philosophy of deep veganism, the world peace way, is that all the actions of a carnist, non-vegan paradigm, those vibrations, those frequencies don't just disappear, that they boomerang back. And so that when we establish a vegan paradigm on this planet, we will see a world of beauty and abundance and justice and fairness and nonviolence manifest, just even based on frequencies and vibrations. I think many people don't think that. They say, oh, let's solve the human problems first and then we'll think about the animals. And authentic veganism is saying, no, no, every single action we all do as humans every single day has impact. Thank you, Wendy, for your powerful work. So that's why I wanted to say it's personal, because I don't want to impose my views and my opinions on anybody else in the vegan movement, but I did want to share that, because when I see your work in the PETA Hell on Wheels chicken truck showing up in cities all across the nation, I think this is the beginning of the paradigm shift into a new world of justice and peace and freedom. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. And I mean, I couldn't agree more. That was one of the things that actually made me want to go vegetarian in the first place. Obviously, I didn't know about the dairy industry then, but when I realized that, you know, everything is energy and the suffering that we consume, you know, we consume that suffering and it goes back into the world. And I do personally believe that going vegan will resolve a lot of the violence and issues that we have in the world as well.
Thank you, Wendy. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and contact information, especially about the PETA's Hell on Wheels chicken truck that is traveling across the United States and currently in New England?
Yes. Yeah, so we really encourage everyone to go vegan, and we encourage everyone to get active for animals. And the PETA website is a fantastic place to start. We offer free vegan starter kits, and anyone can order one for themselves or to share with family and friends and truly anyone else. We also offer free stickers that people can use at grocery stores to help, you know, bring forward the vegan message and place in other visible spots. And if people want to get involved in activism or in any other way, they can visit our website and join the PETA Action Team. And they'll actually be notified when my team is in town leading demonstrations, and they can join us. The action team can also help people organize their own events and connect them with other animal advocates in the area. We all have the power to make a real difference in the lives of animals with simple changes, and we encourage and hope that everyone takes those opportunities. We encourage everyone to go vegan, and people could, if people want to go on our website and see where the chicken and pick truck are going next and where they've been, they can search PETA Hell on Wheels chicken or pick truck, and they can see where our trucks are going to go next.
Wonderful. Wendy, that was exciting to hear about how you became a vegan with hearing Joaquin Phoenix's speech. Could you talk a little bit more about that, especially for those who are listening who might not be familiar with that?
Yeah, so I was vegetarian for approximately a year or two before I heard the speech and I just, remember being at home watching the Oscars, and I saw him go up stage and he delivered that speech so beautifully, and it touched me so deeply, and I instantly knew, I remember saying, "What am I doing?" I actually said that out loud, and I instantly knew that I had to be vegan. Shortly after that, I looked into the dairy industry, and that was it. As soon as I found out, that cows are forcibly impregnated and have their babies taken from them right after they're born, and then they're hooked to milk machines and until their, milk production slows, and then the cycle continues all over again. And as a mother myself, I couldn't look away. I just knew that I had to be vegan the moment that I found that out. And now I'm lucky enough to work with the largest animal rights organization in the world and have made, incredible advances for animals, including our Starbucks campaign, which was a huge honor for me to be a part of because I'm so passionate about ending the dairy industry. So I'm just incredibly lucky, and I couldn't be more grateful to Joaquin Phoenix and to PETA for helping me do this.
Beautiful. Thank you, Wendy. And
Thank you.
is the Hell on Wheels truck only in the United States?
Yes, the Hell on Wheels truck is currently only in the United States. Yes.
But there are other PETA campaigns worldwide. Is that correct?
Yes, we have different entities of PETA all over the world. We have PETA UK, PETA Australia, PETA Germany, PETA Asia, PETA India, France, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and we use every single opportunity that we can to free all animals from being used and abused. And PETA operates under the simple principle that animals are not ours to use in any way, to eat, to wear, to use for entertainment, or to experiment on. And since then, we've been working hard through undercover investigations, demonstrations, rescues, and groundbreaking legal work to stop animals from being exploited and killed in labs and other industries. I'm based in Florida, in Coral Springs, Florida, but I travel all across the country to do bold and incredible demonstrations that help achieve animal liberation.
Wow, you're really great. I'm so honored. I'm
Oh
so
my gosh,
honored.
thank you so much. I'm honored. You're incredible, and I just want to say that you're so kind, and I just love your energy, and thank you so much for the work that you do. I heard an interview that you had with Ingrid, and it was amazing.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, it's really a highlight in my life to be able to be connected with you and have this conversation with you.
I agree. Thank you so much. It's an honor, truly.
We're listening to Wendy Fernandez, an international grassroots campaigner with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you, Wendy, for all you do, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you for everything you do and for having me on your show. It's been truly a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Do you hear that?
Please join us again next week on Vegan Nation. You can hear the show again at vegansradio.com. Big thanks to Wendy Fernandez, and also thank you to Annette Rudat in Germany for her song Go Vegan, and to Will Tuttle for his song The Chicken Song. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Go vegan, go vegan.